No, you can't.
No, actually, we can't.
How about just on the bottom of section B, fill it in, right in the name?
Well, no, because they're being picked up. They're being picked up.
Here.
All right, a technicality. Members of the board, the only nominee for secretary pro tem until the process is open and new nominees is Grace. So, on a separate sheet of paper, put either Grace or a write-in candidate. And in a moment, I won't get them. Terry. We have a.
I got
okay.
Yeah, just write on
me. I don't like
you. No, I can't be so. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to move right ahead. I will now entertain a motion. Did we vote on everything? We voted on everything. We eliminated all the things.
Yeah.
I will entertain a motion. Now, keep in mind, we're only adjourning the LSB, and we're going to read.
I move.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the LSB adjourn, and in just a moment we'll convene the delegates. Okay. Now. All right. Now we're almost finished with the evening. Before I go ahead, I think I want to recognize David for a point of order or information.
Can we not adjourn? Can we reset the winners?
You know, it's a technical issue. I'm wondering. I think that's good. Could you make that motion, David? Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll stick with us, we're almost finished here. David Adelson has moved that we recess the LSB meeting so we can move to a delegates meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. All those in favor of recessing, raise your hand.
Don't move.
Don't move. It's unanimous. Those opposed? Okay, abstention. The LSB is recessed. If you look at the agenda, we are now opening with a proposed agenda of the KPFK delegates meeting.
Do I have everybody's secretary?
Okay. Okay. Let's just take a look at the very bottom. Monday, December 20th. I'm calling into session the KPFK delegates meeting. Call to order. I'm going to dispense with the call of the roll. Noting a quorum. And the roll is recorded. Is there any objection to this three-point agenda? Okay, it's been moved to accept the agenda. Is there a second? It's been moved and seconded. Seeing no discussion, we can go right to a vote. Those in favor of
approval? I object.
I'm sorry. I didn't even hear it. Okay, why don't you make a proposal to do that? Okay. There is a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we add approval of the minutes of the last delegates meeting, which was a year ago at the Law Center. So, those in favor of adding that agenda item, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, opposed, seeing none, abstentions, one. Okay, that agenda item will go, what is now number three, adjournment, now becomes number three, approval of last year's delegate meeting. It's the meeting we held at the... Okay, now before we go ahead to the business of this meeting, I'll recognize David with a point of...
I think don't we also need to schedule the meeting of the delegates for one of the last two directors?
No, we don't nominate
I move to add scheduling of the next meeting.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is it by unanimous consent that we set that meeting? Can we go by unanimous consent? That we set agenda item, now it will be agenda item four, next meeting. And David, we could also have an LSV delegates meeting. It could be a joint meeting, so we don't have to have both. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the nominations are now open. Nominations. The election will be in January. Nominations are now open for the KPFK Pacifica National Board Directors. All right, one moment. Let's take these points of information before we go ahead. Israel.
Would you make clear to everyone here the number of positions open?
All right, that's a good point.
Because this is not clear to everyone.
That's a very good point. I'm glad actually you said that.
Thank you.
And there are...
The nature of the electoral process involved in this.
Yeah, I think we will have to bring the body to order because... I'm going to actually defer to one of the directors to explain the four positions and the nature of them. That's staff versus listener sponsor and so on. Who among the directors would be willing to do that? Is there anyone? David?
We have four director seats open. Three of them are listener seats. One of them is a staff seat. The staff is elected by IRB. The three listeners by SCB. And there is a requirement that IRB is consider or not voter. And there is a requirement that to be eligible to sit on the national board, you have to have served at least 1 year of your term on the LSC. Mm-hmm. So the only people who are eligible for the listener seats are people who served during this last year.
Point of further information. 1 year. David,
the board votes
on all of them, including
the... That's right. All of the board votes for the staff rep. And yes, there is a technicality that the prior board has not sat for a year, but the intent is that... It is the people who have previously sat on the board.
So that's not a problem.
In other words, somebody just seated is not eligible to be on the board.
Okay, we open nominations for director. Marie?
I'm going to nominate first. Bennett?
Pardon me?
I am going to nominate first.
Yes, please.
Okay, I have two people to nominate.
Okay, there's a point of order.
When a member has two nominations, they can only give one until everyone else has a chance to nominate. And that's when they can offer a second nomination after everyone else has had a chance to nominate.
Okay, could you get the citing in Robert? Marie, would you be...
That's okay. I nominate Julie Rodriguez.
Okay. These don't require seconds, do they?
No, they don't.
And you can self-nominate.
Yeah, and you can self-nominate. Sherman Black.
I nominate Bill Gallegos.
Bill Gallegos. And let's go first to Jan, and then, I actually looked at Jan first. Jan.
I nominate David Anderson.
David. All right, now Sarah.
I nominate Maria Alvina.
Yes.
Okay.
Maria Arhunian.
For the staff.
Yeah, that would be staff. Ellen.
I nominate Donald Warren.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for Warren Hamm. Yes, Risa.
I nominate Margaret Prescott.
Margaret Prescott?
For staff.
For staff, yeah. And Donald Warren, did you have your hand up?
Oh. I did, but my nomination.
Okay. Now, while you're thinking, the nominations are still open, but what I have is Julie Rodriguez, Bill Gallegos, David Adelson, Maria Armudian, Donna Warren, and Margaret Prescott. Are there further nominations for directors? Directors. Okay. Going once. You buy the big pink elephant if I hit it for the third. Going twice. The pink elephant is sold. Julie Rodriguez. Okay, excuse me.
Clarification, I believe the nominations, however, are open until December 31st.
Okay, this is true. I mean, I have the citation here, which Lydia was kind enough to hand to me. Basically, the question I have is, do these nominations have to occur in open session?
In writing to the secretary.
In writing to the secretary. That's right. That's in the bylaws. So while we do have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have 6 nominees, technically until December 31st, written nominations could go to the secretary. But Donna Warren.
You didn't quite close it, so I'm going to nominate that one as well.
I
decline.
Thank you.
Okay. She declined, and thank you. Okay. We have those 6 nominations. I'm going to actually now declare nominations closed just for our purposes, but between now and December 31st, other nominees could actually come forward. If you look at the agenda, incidentally, I do want to point out, because some people may be thinking, why didn't we come here? Yeah, why did we come here and sit through this hot meeting? It is because the bylaws dictated that we had to nominate these folks in December, and we deeply appreciate not only the listener sponsors coming out, but also the board members who introduced us. Now let's look at the agenda. Approval of the minutes of last April. The chair recognizes Kerry.
I don't have them. But after April 13th, all members of the LSC were sent copies of that meeting, which I believe was about 5 minutes long. It was a combined LSC delegate meeting. And we met and decided that we didn't have to do anything and then adjourned.
You know, it was a non-meeting, so is there a legal technicality that we should approve those minutes?
I knew that we approved those minutes that we all received.
Everyone had a
second.
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Now, before we go to a vote, with this, the only people voting be those who attended the meeting. Is that right?
No.
It's a continuing body. Now, I don't know if people feel comfortable with this. The idea that we're approving minutes of a meeting of last April.
Luckily, you'll have another chance if you vote this down, because we're going to have another delegate.
Have a copy of that.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll entertain a motion to table. Okay, it's been moved that we table the approval of these minutes, and it's been seconded. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, we don't need to call a question. Let's go directly to the motion to table. Do you need clarity?
No, I'm objecting.
Oh, you're objecting. Okay, so you want to actually discuss this, Donna?
Why not?
I want to go ahead and vote on approving the minutes.
Okay, all right. So what we'll do is we have a motion before the body to table the minutes of April's delegates meeting. That will be what we vote on. And Terry has said we will have a chance to do it at the January delegates meeting. Is there any further discussion on the motion to table? Okay, David, this is a point of
order.
A point of order, go ahead.
Motion to table is not available.
Oh, that's right. Okay, let's go directly to a vote. Those in favor of tabling the approval of these minutes, signify by raising your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Those opposed. Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six. Are you voting, Julie?
Yes. We're being
Come on. Hang in your books. We're almost ready. Those opposing cabling, raise your hands.
Okay.
Because I just kept this count. One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Six, seven, eight, nine. It's asking too much for you to try to print something out. That's asking too much. The motion, I'm going to ask for order because we're almost finished. The motion to table failed. So let's go to a motion of the original motion, which was to approve the April 04 delegate minutes. Those in favor of approving those minutes, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Opposed? Abstentions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abstentions. The motion passes. Okay. I'm sorry, what was that thing? Oh, yes. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, there are a couple things here. First of all, I do want to acknowledge two members of the LSB who served in the last session and thank them for their service and thank them for coming out tonight. We also want to thank Victor. Oh, excuse me, Harrison Weil. And Leslie Bradford. We also want to thank Victor Naro of the UCLA Labor Center, who's here with a very best friend. Okay, he can't come out, but he's really at great personal sacrifice. Now I recognize David, who's approaching the chair with a stiletto. Yes, that's right. We need the results of the election, and the scheduling of the next meeting. Okay, Sherna has a point of clarification.
We reset that meeting.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We're in a reset. We've reset. We're now still in the delegates meeting, so let's look at the calendar in January. What night in January would be good? Let's see if we can get consensus. We're going to start off with Ed, then Lydia. Ed.
We've been having night meetings a lot. Why don't we have a day meeting in the middle of January, like the 15th and 16th or
17th? It has to be before.
And the week after.
No, it should
come. No, and it has to be before.
Before.
So, what is the evening?
Forget what I said.
Okay. What is the Saturday and Sunday prior?
No, we have Tuesday.
We can't do what?
Let's have an Eastern meeting. Because we have
All right, one moment. Just a moment. Ed's comments have to do with a day meeting instead of a night. Now,
I have forgotten about the meetings. I withdraw my request.
Okay, let's go to Lydia and then Arturo.
I recommend, especially because many of us have our calendars at home and so forth, that we please do this by email, but respond immediately in the next couple of days to the proposal. The bylaw specified needs to be the first half of January. That's the beginning. So we already know what the parameters are. We're already considering the things, but we'll be here all night if we go through everybody's preference on the meeting. So please let your students by email respond to John's email, like you said, for this meeting right away. Please.
I have a question. I have a calendar here if you want to know what the weekend is.
Well, no, but we don't know what the...
It's an email. Oh, by email.
We have our calendar.
We're going to end up...
When I said calendars, I mean our commitments.
Okay, now the floor belongs to Arturo Lemus. He was recognized in the stack.
For the purposes of announcing a legal meeting, I propose that we hold this meeting on Wednesday night, which would be January the 5th at 7 p.m.
What day is that?
That's a Wednesday. Wednesday, January the 5th, 7 p.m.
It's too soon. How about the Wednesday after?
No, that's too close to the national...
That's on the 13th.
Yeah, so just informally, will all board members be back from holiday traveling by the 5th?
No.
The problem I'm having is a few board members have explained to me that they'll be traveling until... what about moving a couple days, like even to... It's Friday night?
Excuse me.
Yes.
Don, weren't you circulating an email asking people about meeting dates in January and dates that were considered were the 9th or the 10th?
No.
Was that something else?
That was something else.
Well, I would like to suggest that you do it by email. You know, some of us have early shows in the morning.
I know.
You know what I mean? We got to get out of here.
Yeah,
and I think this is going to take a very long time discussing it tonight. I go with the proposal that you do it by email, and you do it at a time that you know people are back from their break.
All right. Now, just one moment. We're just about ready to adjourn. Arturo, your proposal for the 5th, or I'm not sure it was seconded. It may have just been...
I'm sorry, Tom.
It seems a little early, so... let me get a straw vote. How many of the board members would like to arrange this by email within the next few days, conferring by email? Raise your hands. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Julie's not voting. You're not voting.
Are you voting?
How many want to try to settle this tonight? Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I'm sorry. Email wins on this, and we're going to have to be in touch. Be sure you're responding. Yes, now.
I believe we need to authorize you to call the meeting day or
yeah, that's absolutely right. So we really need your body to be in order. That's right. Now, here's what we would have to do. Now, people, the chair would entertain a motion to adjourn at the call of the chair or authorizing the chair to call a January meeting of the delegates. And in a moment, we're going to leave our recess and hear results of these voting. All right. It's moved and seconded. Any discussion?
No.
Those in favor of that signify by raising your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18 opposed. Abstentions. Okay, I will be very conscientious about this, and I'll get emails to you. And yeah, no, but I'll have access no matter where I am. I will have access to emails. Now, here's what we would have to do to be legal. We would have to entertain a motion to adjourn the delegates' meeting.
I move.
So move.
No, move. Second. Now, don't move. Those in favor of adjourning the delegates' meeting, raise your hand.
Unanimous.
It's unanimous, hands down. Chair will entertain a motion to return to the recess LSB meeting. Raise your hand. It's unanimous. Thank you. Now the LSB can hear results of the election. Casey?
That's a very interesting process. Myla and Raphael for observing the vote count. For chair, there was one blank vote. Bill Gallegos, one for Eric Lotto, two for Donna Jo Warren, and 17 for Donna White. For a vice chair, we have one blank vote, one for Gray Darren, one for Julie Rodriguez, one for Maria Armudian, and 18 for Sarah Elmer. Finally, for Secretary Pro Tem, there are three blank votes, two for Casey McCall and 19 for Gray Darren. If I may, just one more thing. My mother is having a party on January 1st. It is not a meeting. Those of you who want to come to a party on the first day of the year, you're welcome to come to our home. I'll be sending out an email about it. 446 South Van Ness, just down a little bit from your Wilton. So,
I just want to be clear. The nominations that were made during public. Public comments now will be facilitated through this process that we've approved. Okay, Margaret, did you have
a just tomorrow morning, there'll be a
special
crisis with Congressman from Maxine Waters and Celeste King. You may want to check it out. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 8 o'clock, there'll be a special on the King Drew crisis.
I want to know when the meetings are,
Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Okay, all those in favor signify by getting up and leaving.